Welcome to Idaho Speaks, Idaho's conservative talk show. My name is Ed Bejarano. I created Idaho Speaks to give voters access to conservative ideas. Liberal media and progressive activists are working hard to change Idaho into the next California or New York. Please share these episodes with friends and family, and let's keep Idaho, Idaho. Welcome to Idaho Speaks. Thank you for tuning in and sharing these episodes. Last week, the program was downloaded more than any previous week in Idaho Speaks history. I am truly humbled. Thank you. Really, thank you for supporting this program by listening and sharing. Thank you for supporting this program by supporting our sponsors. Thank you for supporting this program by sharing your comments and feedback on the topics being discussed. Idaho Speaks is a statewide program, but of late, the majority of programming topics are generated from the northern part of our state. However, the issue at the core is a statewide issue and something we all need to wrestle with. Today, I will play comments from those who spoke in support of the current Board of Trustees at North Idaho College, or at least shared words of encouragement for the process. Some will think this is unfair. Why not share both sides, both the good and the bad? First, because the side that is harping on the bad is already promoted almost every day in the CDA press. They already have overrepresentation. The positive message is being smothered. Second, because I don't really need to play the negative comments. You can hear them in the comments given by those who support NIC's return to conservative principles, or should I say American principles. What's happening at North Idaho College is highlighting a battle between good and evil and the challenges we face statewide. This is uncharacteristic of me, but I'm going to share my opinion right up front. There is an effort to destroy taking place at North Idaho College. These destroyers are not seeking the destruction of a community college. They are seeking the destruction of the Republican Party in the state of Idaho. This is a national campaign to replace American capitalism with European socialism, and it's taking place right here in Red State, Idaho. Before playing through the comments, today's episode is sponsored by Joe Rigello from Century 21 Bueller & Associates. Joe is a friend and fellow Army veteran, a family man, and a strong community-focused conservative. With so many people moving to Idaho to experience freedom and liberty, you could not have a better realtor to help you find your forever home. If you are in the market for a new home, or if you're looking to upgrade your current home, call my friend and Idaho Speaks supporter, Joe Rigello, at 916-847-4567, or email joe@joerigello.com. That's joerigello.com. And say thank you for his service to country and the support of Idaho Speaks. I grabbed these recordings from the YouTube video made available to the community after the last NIC Board of Trustees meeting. I have linked the entire video in the show notes, so you can go and watch the entire meeting if you wish. I will run each comment together without commentary and save my comments for the very end. Here we go.
Hello, I'm Aria Blumenfeld, a student at NIC, and I am responding to the accreditation agenda item. It is my belief that the board members truly care about our college and seek to do right by us. It seems they are addressing NWCCU's points in good faith. Asking trustees Banducci, McKenzie, and Wagoner to resign will not help us. And I think they can see that this hour would be not good, maybe the end. The show cause letter referenced in the ASNIC, The show cause letter referenced an ASNIC vote of no confidence, which was decided by 4 yes votes out of 8 representatives, and I am unaware of the student body being consulted. I'm personally aware that there are many students here who support the board whom that vote does not represent. They're terrified to speak out for fear of reprisal. Sadly, such fear is well-founded. For accreditation's sake, I hope NWCCU becomes aware of the falsehood of the narrative that the student body cohesively stands against the board. Of course, you can disagree with my positions and still share my goal of our institution's prosperity. However, those who hate one another cannot work together. If you take anything away from my speech, be it this. If NIC is to fall, it will be because we hate one another, which is the sin and the tragedy of murder. Those who make hatred lord of their life are already dead, and the dead cannot support a college. So, sincerely, I ask every person in this room, no matter your positions, to love the very people in this room whom you most despise, as Jesus modeled when he sacrificed himself to save those who rejected him. And seeing the success of any agenda item in any meeting is directly dependent on the hand of the Lord, I beg everyone in here who believes to find it in your heart to ask God to place his almighty hand upon our cherished institution and upon our depraved hearts. Thank you.
Good evening, Chairman McKenzie, Dr. South, and the rest of the trustees. Thank you for being here tonight. Even though I worked on a campaign of an individual that did not win in the last election, I support this board and their entire endeavors to keep the accreditation at NIC. I attended NIC, and I want the public to remember that this is not a junior college. It is a community college. I used this as an adult with young children at home to further my own education. And a lot of the students here do the same thing. They are not just 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds. I was a working mother, and I needed to use the community college. I did not go on to a four-year institution. It was not necessary. My children attended here using dual credits. It was fantastic because they got basically what I had to pay for out of my own pocket, paid for by the state during the dual credit program. And so I just want to thank Dr. South first for explaining the accreditation process in the last meeting that I sat in. And I watched when all of you went down to Boise to attend the Education Week down there. And I really appreciated all of you being together down there. And I also appreciated how you answered some questions, Dr. South, that were posed to you. It gave me a better understanding of the entire process. And I feel that that we can come to a successful resolution. I want to thank some of the staff and faculty here for toning down some of what I felt to be really out of characteristic behavior for professionals in public. I had always attended these meetings for Zoom until I saw stuff kind of turn into a circus, and most of it was done by faculty or staff in the business meeting. So I'm glad that that has changed as well. So thank you for listening to everyone's comments. I fully support your endeavors, and thank you, Dr. South, for what you're doing.
Nina Beasley Rottram, accreditation has been weaponized. NIC is being used as an example that if you go conservative, you'll lose your accreditation. Dr. Ramaswamy, president of the NWCCU, has not followed his own agency's policies. The show cause letter mentions that the NWCCU received multiple complaints from the community and NIC staff. Under the policies of the NWCCU, they only investigate complaints about accreditation when the complainant has exhausted all of the institution's appeal procedures. NIC has a grievance procedure for employees at policy 2.02.23 and a complaint process for students at policy 5.16. Did any of the complainants submit their complaints to NIC, much less exhaust appeal procedures? If not, NWCCU is violating its own procedures by considering the complaints in its evaluation. NWCCU also requires a significant amount of detail and evidence for complaints that are submitted and has a timeline and a process for dealing with complaints. Were all of those requirements met? If not, NWCCU is violating its own accreditation process. Why? Is it because the president of the NWCCU, Ramaswamy, is friends with President McLennan and is upset that he was fired? Is it he is upset that NIC has a conservative board on the majority? Is it that Dr. Ramaswamy thinks that higher education needs to root out conservatives? These are important questions that need to be answered. Another important question that needs to be answered is, who are these people who are complaining to the NWCCU? Why do they want to put NIC's accreditation at risk instead of going through the grievance procedures outlined in the NIC policy manual? If they're afraid to express their concerns, they can submit them anonymously. Sounds to me that there are people here that want NIC to lose its accreditation if they don't get their way. That seems to be a consistent pattern.
There's a quote by Abraham Lincoln that I would like to share with everyone that's here tonight. We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. Even though passion may estrain, we mustn't let it break the bonds of our affection. That's an amazing quote by an amazing leader. And I would just like to inform the people in this room and the people that are watching this, that when I told that quote to Christy Wood, she told me to shut up. There's an air of hostility that has been in this college. I've been attending these trustee meetings for quite some time, and I could feel the negativity in the room so thick that you could cut it with a knife. So I decided to make a positive affirmation. This positive affirmation was responded by an NIC professor with such hostility that she exploded out of her seat and assaulted a woman. And she confessed this to a police body cam. Enough is enough. If you're not going to be part of the solution, please leave this college alone. Friends of NIC, more like enemies of NIC. I applaud the demeanor and the behavior of the board calling for everybody to come together tonight, President McKenzie. And I ask that people have asked, why are you still here? Well, I can answer that question because they were elected by the people. This is a representative board, a representative government, and that's the way it should be.
My name is Kaylee Neal. I go to Discovery of Learning. I'm 14. I know you guys have been getting a lot of negativity, so I'd like to thank you all for everything you've done. With everyone saying, go leave the board, go. Well, I say, instead of leaving the board, let's make change. Instead of hating each other, let's actually make change. Let's instead of saying, screw off and stuff like that, let's try to work together to make this college a better place for the future and the youth and fix the accreditation issue, like we all should do as civil people. I'm talking to the people who are literally tackling each other after these board meetings.
Yeah, I'm Jim Ploss. I'm from the Rathdrum area. I'm going to speak about accreditation or the issues with it. I wanted to welcome President South. I knew you were great when I read about you that you were administrator at College of the Siskiyous, my alma mater, Northern California by Mount Shasta. I've had 6 children attend NIC, and 5 of them get their associate degree here. I wanted everyone to know that I fully support the board that we elected. I support what you're doing and the efforts to restore or to stabilize accreditation status. Citizens of Kootenai County voted for all 5 of you, and you are the legitimate board. And the board that was here last summer, the 3 appointed ones, were illegitimate. And I want this straightened out, and I believe you're doing it. The elected board should be investigating what those trustees did, those appointed trustees did last summer. I want the illegal hiring of President Swain investigated. That there was things that weren't right about that. There's illegal real estate deals that should be investigated. I want the best for NRC, and I want you to restore it to good standing and put that last summer to rest. I'm disappointed in the NIC staff that they did a no confidence. I don't know why you're shooting yourselves in the foot. This is just insanity that you don't just be quiet and let the board do their job. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Please state your name and topic.
Yes, my name is Alan Golub, and it's accreditation. You know, I do graphic art using AI on my phone. In 5 years, I'll be able to write a paper using AI on Socrates, Plato and Aristotle give the criteria of 10,000 words and have it done in 10 minutes. It means that college is not going to be the same as it is now. It might have been here for 90 years, but AI is going to change everything. And as a person that helped select Michael Burke as years ago on the presidential committee, I say we have 5 great people here, and I know you will work together to get the job done. Thank you.
My name's Raymond Ritz, and I've watched this go on, and this is going to be about the accreditation and bond rating that we've all heard about in the press and what Mick Armin had mentioned about being downgraded by Moody's. And, you know, that is a serious issue. But, you know, I've noticed on Wall Street that Moody's is always late to the party when a major company is going bankrupt. And the elite investors always get the heads up before, and the average investor is always getting shafted along the way, 3 ways left to Sunday. But, you know, the knives have been out a long time since I've been paying attention. And when Ducey got elected, before he got elected, the press and many of the liberals were really trying to hang him all along the way. And I was sort of on the sideline just watching this, and I thought that was unfair. And then the press, I would consider very unstable and one-sided. And if you go back in the old days, you'd probably call that yellow journalism. So, you know, what we have here is we have an elite group of people in this town that don't like what the taxpayers have put on the board. And they should respect that, but they do not. You know, you have the governor. You have the education board in Boise. You have John Getty and Whitmire and the press and the Human Rights Commission and Christy Wood. They all had the knives out. Period. They were busy working on this behind the scenes. This is all going to come out eventually. And nothing's going to change that.
Diana Sheridan, a resident of CDA. And my comments I just wanted to address to the board and to Dr. South. First of all, thank you. Thank you for being willing to step into a situation that was less than fun and games, and to invite and bring other people that you trusted that have the education, the background, and the experience to be able to come into this situation and have a very successful outcome. So thank you to you and to every one of those members of the staff now that have come on board with you. Thank you.
My name is Wade Spiker, accreditation. I just hope everybody out here understands the education process you're witnessing right now, because that's what this is. When you think about it, the people voted. They voted for this board. That was our vote. Whether you're a student, teacher, taxpayer, whatever. I'm a graduate from a community college in 1978. Associate's degree, retired, very successful. We voted. These are the people. Sadly, they got in, the attack started. The political hit job. To do what? Discredit. I've been around a long time. I flew around for a corporation for years speaking. I've seen it all. This has been nothing but an attack for political purposes. The whole concept of this college is for one reason and one reason only of any community college. Get an education and become a successful product of civilization in your community. Get a job. That's what this is about. We're here to do one thing and one thing only. Educate students from 18 years old to 65 or 75. I don't care how old you are. That is the job of this college. It's not to sit here and worry about the political or going back and forth. I don't like this person. I don't want this. And it all started after we, the people, voted.
Brent Regan, accreditation. I want to thank you for having me tonight. You've got 3 main duties of the board: to set policy, to to approve the budget and to oversee the president. The first rule of boards is that once a decision is made, it becomes the position of the entire board, not just the majority. You may not prevail today, but tomorrow may be different, and you will expect your fellow trustees, all of them, to support the board's decision. Accreditation is awarded by independent accrediting agencies that periodically examine schools' curricular offerings to confirm that they are providing the students with a quality education. What academic or curricular shortcoming caused NIC's accreditation to come under scrutiny? The answer is none. Accreditation is being threatened for political, not academic reasons. Why? Because there are those who are unwilling to accept the outcome of the last two elections. After the first election, one elected trustee was blackmailed into resigning with a threat of litigation. Two more trustees resigned in a scheme to have a majority of the board appointed by the State Board of Education, who themselves are appointed. While that board majority may have been legal, they were not the legitimate elected trustees representing the voters. This last election was well engaged. Billboards, advertisement, mailers, radio, TV, voter turnout was high. But the people whose candidates won most of the seats aren't happy because they didn't win all of the seats and proceeded to have a tantrum, protesting, screaming, heckling, interrupting, assaulting, pulling fire alarms. If this kind of behavior is what we can expect from graduates of NIC, padlock the doors tonight. Do you want to live in a society ruled by the loudest, most obnoxious people, or the one where the majority chooses the leaders? Elections have consequences. The NWCCU is looking for stability. Dr. South is well qualified for the task. It's time to stop fighting to overturn the will of the people. And I'll close with a question that everybody here should be asking if they're interested in saving accreditation. What can I do to help?
Well, there we are. Am I overstating things? Is there a statewide effort to destroy the Republican Party in the state of Idaho? As I was watching church online with my family and friends this past Sunday, Mike from Lake City Church preached on Colossians 3, chapter 3, verse 13. It says, it reads, "Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you." Dr. South is calling for calm and patience in the process. The destroyers want their power back and publicly blame Brent Reagan for the current plight. The destroyers cannot give peace a chance. They will not find forgiveness in their heart. In reality, they do not blame Brent Reagan. They blame you for agreeing to vote the way Brent and the Republican Central Committee suggested. They label anyone or any group who provides evidence to the contrary as an enemy of the state, a racist, or someone looking to destroy education. They are the destroyers. They need only silence their voice and allow calm to return to the environment, and the accreditation woes will fade. And the students and community will keep their college. As destroyers, they don't have Christ in their heart. They lust for power and control. North Idaho College represents an opportunity to use education to hold hostage the entire community to their demands. And there is the glimpse of the motivation behind the whole thing. We can see their master plan in the methods they use and hear it clearly in the words of encouragement good-hearted, God-fearing Americans say in response. Unless the destroyers experience a change of heart, I now believe North Idaho College will lose accreditation. The Democrats seek power and control in Idaho, and the destruction of a small community college in the northern part of the state is but a small price to pay, especially when the local media is complicit in the crime. This past weekend, about 200 people attended a rally titled "Hacking Democracy." Need I say more? We've reached the end of the episode, but not the end of the issue. Please share this episode with your friends and family. If you have questions or would like to share your own issues and ideas, visit www.idahospeaks.com and click Share an Issue. Your state, your voice, Idaho Speaks.